Hello and welcome back to Crime Central Podcast. We might be a little bit like quieter or laid back, but that's just because we're literally laying on a bed right now.
And Rowan is asleep.
This is probably going to be much quieter than our last episode. I know that our last episode was like ridiculously loud. We're sorry for that. We were like right up on the microphone. Huddled underneath the blanket. It was a good time.
Ow.
You good? She just literally blinded herself with her flashlight. Can you read without your flashlight, or... Okay, well, welcome to our Monday episode. So, like, what kind of a crime do you have for us today, Erin?
Well, this week has been a shitty week, and I've been pissed off. So I found a couple cases for you guys today.
Ooh.
About wives murdering their husbands.
We do. You can tell what kind of mood Erin's been into lately, that's for sure. So, Erin, why don't you go ahead and dive into your first
case? Yes, I do have a couple cases. The first one was pretty short, and I felt like it wouldn't be, like, a significant... like, length for an episode, like, for our normal episode, so...
Yeah, our last episode was, like, 9.5 minutes.
We apologize for that.
Yeah, Erin likes to try and keep our content larger. Like I said, this is mainly Erin's, like, baby. I literally have been doing a lot of the... Are you okay?
I heard a thud.
I've been doing a lot of, like, the basic work lately, but that's just because Erin's been really, really busy.
Oh, man. My life has been hectic.
It has, that's for sure.
Alright, so for our first episode, our case takes place in South Carolina. 53-year-old Lana Clayton and husband Stephen Clayton did not have a great marriage, according to Lana, who was a nurse at Charleston's VA hospital. Stephen was abusive to Lana. Lana had the idea that she would scare him by putting, I don't really know how to pronounce this, but like, Visine?
Where? Visine?
Yeah, and his drinks for several weeks. Visine is a brand of eye drops.
How did she have the idea that that would scare him?
Well,
what the fuck?
I mean, she's close enough to Florida. And they'd be doing some wild shit, so I don't know.
She's close to Florida. Oh my gosh. So if you guys are new here... every Friday we have like these episodes where we kind of do like a roulette of crazy Friday cases, and that's why she made that comment. So you can just go ahead and continue.
Yeah. So on July 21st, 2018, Stephen died. He had Visine and tetra.
You said that so calmly. He died. He just passed away.
He bit the dust.
Erin, that's rude. Do you realize that people are sympathetic? Now, I get it. He was like he was an abuser, but you know, like...
Abusers, you know, they deserve to bite the dust. He had Visine and tetrahydrozoline, that word, in his system.
Why did you pick a case that had big words, Erin?
Because I didn't know it, so I started reading it. I did all this last night.
Okay. Wow.
Tetrahydrozoline
yeah. Is a decongestant.
Lana grew up in a rough environment as a child. She was abused and raped on a military base.
Oof.
Yeah.
Now, they usually do say that you pick men that signify, like, the men that were in your childhood.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were surrounded by, like, abusers in your childhood... and your adolescence, chances are that, like, in your marital life, you'll probably pick an abuser. That's just a typical thing. It's really hard to break that.
What's my excuse, then?
You're just nuts.
Okay, touche.
What's my excuse? You're like, I have a wonderful dad. I don't even know what my excuse is.
Not only did Lana poison her husband with Visine and tetrahydrozoline, she also shot him in the back of the head with a crossbow in 2016. It's awesome.
Okay, yeah, and he was the abusive one. Okay. I wouldn't stay with somebody after they shot me in the back of the head with a crossbow. I'm just saying, well, like, I am just saying that, like, if he was, like, severely abusive, she wouldn't have survived after doing that to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It only took 3 days to poison him to death, so he went quickly.
So. You are literally nuts.
So it only took 3 days to kill him, basically. Several years later, she changed her story and said Stephen threw something at her and that she fired the crossbow.
This is why you need both hands. I got you,
boo. Okay, thank you. While running away. A month after Stephen's death, Lana was arrested and pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
In prison.
Prison. In prison.
Look, you see all those, like, really big marks? That's because your ass is loud whenever you flip your paper. That is my biggest pet peeve. Let me just... This is not ASMR. This paper. This is not ASMR.
So, yeah, that was the first story.
Is it Crime Central?
So, that was the first story.
I don't know.
That was... That's all we know, that she was sentenced to 25 years in prison.
I guess, guys, if you, like, you can poison people with eye drops.
And it only takes 3 days to kill them.
Eye drops and tetra...
Hydrolozy. That big word.
Was it tetrahydrochlorazine or something? Like,
that no. Decongestion shit.
That decongestion shit.
Anyways. So the second story, Anita Doss, 35, and friend Sanjay. Sanjay, who was 32, killed Anita's husband, Sharat Doss, who was 45. Anita and Sharat Doss's neighbors called the police and reported Sharat's suspicious death. When the neighbors were talking with Anita the night of the incident, something seemed suspicious because Anita said her husband probably died from the coronavirus.
Oh, so this is new.
However, nobody saw the husband, Sharat, look unhealthy or go to the doctors. When the police arrived, they asked Anita to show paper proof of Sharat's medical history showing any deadly disease or even the coronavirus. However, she couldn't. When police... Question Anita.
Aaron,
question.
Knock it off with the paper.
When they questioned Anita, she said she found her husband dead in the morning, but couldn't give any good reasons as to how he was found or why. When she was asked about him having COVID symptoms, she said no.
Oh, what an idiot.
She's a real good liar.
You could have at least said, oh yeah, he had like a cough and, you know, said he couldn't taste.
Yeah, he couldn't taste mashed potatoes.
He couldn't taste my mashed potatoes.
My mashed potatoes were good, but
he couldn't taste my mashed potatoes. And that's why he had to die.
That's why I killed that motherfucker. Anyways, we're a little slap happy.
Yeah, it's because I'm ready to take a nap.
So she said no. Anita and her two kids were asked to stay inside until the autopsy was done. The autopsy showed Sharat's cause of death was asphyxia ante mortem smothering, which is basically suffocation.
That's literally suffocation. No breathing.
Anita was arrested.
I think that's like to death.
I don't know.
Asphyxiation to death. Like, I don't.
Okay, so Anita was arrested and questioned. She repeated that she didn't know how Sharat died. When they asked her why she didn't take him to the hospital and why he wasn't on any medication, she broke and confessed that she killed him. Where Sanjay comes into this is Anita said she was in an extramarital relationship with Sanjay.
Ooh, she was having an affair.
She was being a little hoe. She was just giving that pussy out.
Rowan. Aaron! Disregard that. Obviously, the only person I ever talk to is Rowan.
I was like, what's that to do with Rowan? Well, if she's asleep, she can't hear.
Rowan! Aaron!
Whatever the fuck your name is.
Whatever your name is, I'm losing my shit.
God damn it. Okay. So,
I don't even remember Sharat. Extramarital affair. That's what it is.
Sharat had found out about Anita and Sanjay several months earlier, and it often would cause fights. She got tired.
Well, yeah, it would obviously cause fights. I mean, I would probably just leave.
Yeah, we know shit like that causes fights.
Erin.
She got tired of it and told Sanjay to get rid of Sharat. Is that quiet enough?
No. You see that? It's not quiet enough. Next time, take it out of this.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So anyways, told him to get rid of Sharat, and they planned his murder together. How romantic.
Yeah, I mean, like, and if you're gonna go, we go together, we don't go down at all.
Yeah. And decided during the pandemic was the best time to do it.
The pandemic.
Pandemic. It's pandemic.
It's pandemic.
What?
Pandemic. Pandemic. It's pandemic.
Yeah, that word.
Global pandemic.
Was the best time to do it to try and avoid suspicion. On May 1st, when Sharat was asleep, Anita called Sanjay and they smothered Sharat with a blanket. Their sentencing is still to be determined. There you go.
How do you turn off the flashlight?
You hit the flashlight.
I fucking did.
Oh my Lanta.
What?
Well, we hope y'all enjoyed that. We're
over here having an aneurysm, evidently.
I am not Rowan.
She is Erin. And I am Michaela. Yeah.
We have our shit together this week.
This is a new week for them. We're recording this last week. So, I mean, I hope that this Friday we can give you some good news, guys, because I'm really, really hoping that there is good news there. It would be really nice.
Good news about what?
I don't know. Any news that's not this news, you know what I mean?
About the pandemic?
Did you all watch the freaking debate?
Y'all, I just want...
No. We can't make any, like, political comments on it. I just want to know if y'all did, because I'm curious.
Oh. America's wildin' right now.
It's wildin', that's all I'm saying.
It sure is.
As she's, like, casually... Did you just accept somebody's friend request that you didn't even know?
I pushed delete.
Oh, okay. Well, guys, if you try to add Erin on Facebook, she will decline you, so... There you go.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed these two stories and an episode.
Sorry, our episodes are short. We know.
It's been a hell of a week.
We've been trying to be a lot.
Be a lot.
We're trying to be a lot. That's it. Now, I don't know if you guys caught last Monday's episode, but we did... We did. I did. Because Erin wasn't able to make it down. That's how hectic this week has been, okay? Erin wasn't able to make it down, so I actually went ahead and interviewed somebody that works at a federal... Not a federal prison. Not the federal prison. Works at a prison.
It's a state prison.
Yeah, it's a state prison.
I actually was telling Michaela that I used to work there for a little bit.
Yeah. Good times. How long were you there for?
I didn't make it through training because I was tired of it. People were on their bullshit, and I was like, adios, bitches. You don't deserve me.
Erin's high maintenance, guys.
So I left that shit. I was like, bye.
Well, anyways, I hope that you guys would check it out. I thought it was pretty cool. I got a lot of good information out of it. Some crazy stories.
Yeah, I got one from there.
It's been a good time. I hope to see you guys this Friday. As always, we love you, and we hope to see you again.
Bye.
Bye.